Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join our kids pastor, Rhonda McMahon, for an encouraging message.
Thank you for joining us today on the podcast. We have a small communal fridge down the hallway from my office, and the other day I decided to take a look inside to see if I had anything that needed to be thrown out. Y'all, there was something with my name on it, but for the life of me, I couldn't tell you what it was. It had grown things that no one wanted to see or smell, and it had changed colors from its original state. It was rotten. I then proceeded to open the container and whoo, the smell almost knocked me over. It was so rotten. For a second, I thought to myself, why did you leave it there so long and let it rot? It could have been eaten or shared with someone, but instead, you let it ruin. Well, from today's scripture, we see where envy can do the same thing. No, not make us look a different color or smell bad, but it can cut off life in our hearts. Listen to Proverbs 14:30. A heart at peace gives life to the body, but envy rots the bones. Solomon, the writer of Proverbs, is talking about two things here. When your heart is at peace, and when your heart is with envy. Peace. I think about the word calm or satisfied, quiet, solitude, or joy when I think about the word peace. When I think about the word envy, I think about dissatisfaction, despair, sadness, chaos, or a running after or chasing after something you don't have. What are the benefits of a heart at peace? Well, the scripture tells us life. What are the results of a heart full of envy? Death. What about you today? Can you say your heart is at peace? Or do you have a tendency to live in envy? Ask the Holy Spirit, who is our helper, to help you today have a heart of peace. That heart of peace will manifest itself as life for your body. Everyone will notice and wonder how, in the midst of your circumstances, you can have peace. When we start to be envious, the life that we give from our heart is cut off and turns to death. When my heart begins to wonder or begins to become envious, I try to do a few things I'd like to share with you today. I try to, one, focus on what God has done for me. I try to, two, stop and remind myself of where God has me and what He wants to do through my life or circumstance. And I try to, three, be thankful for the life He's called me to. I want a heart of peace. I want it to produce life. Help me, Lord, when my heart goes astray and becomes envious of others and their lives, to focus on what You have done for me. Thank You that out of a peaceful heart, You can help me give life to everyone around me because I trust in You. Please guard my heart against the envious roots that want to grow deep and destroy life. A heart at peace gives life to the body, but envy rots the bones. Oh Lord, help us to have a heart at peace today so that we can give life.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day!